Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir in Maseches Megillah, Mirtzei Hashem, on pace to finish by Purim. We're holding by the bottom of Vav and Aleph. I just want to mention one point I forgot to mention last time. The mission mentioned over here, the amount of the Midah of the Vas Chalav Udvash, the aspect that the Eretz Yisrael is a land flowing with milk and honey. The Gemara talked about where that was seen to a great deal, and where and comparing different parts of Eretz Yisrael that had it. I just want to point out, the Rashi over here describes the phenomenon that may have been not what people are used to thinking, that the goats would eat dates, and it would drip from their mouths, and there would be the date honey. And it would mix in with the milk that was oozing from them, seemingly from the sheer size of the goats, of how full they were. And that would make like a river that would flow. So it's goat milk, and it's date honey. And in case anybody thought otherwise, that's the Makor over here is Rashi and Vav and Aleph. Okay, let's go a little weiter, only by the bottom. Another Memer of Rav Yitzchok. V'Amar Rav Yitzchok, Ma'adik Siv, what does it mean, a pasuk that we have, a pasuk that we have in Tehillim, says, Al titen Hashem ma'ava ye yosho, zemamo atofek erumu selo. Hashem, don't give to the Rosh his plans. Don't give the Rosh his plans. Zemamo atofek, Rashi is going to learn, it means his nose ring, don't take out. That means that there's types of wild animals. He has over here, Anaka is like a male donkey, that you have to, the only way you can keep a shmira on the animal is it has a nose ring where its reins would be tied, and you can't. The only way you can control them is by holding by that. So we're saying over here, don't let him loose. Don't let him loose. Is this Russia? What's going on? So Amar Yaakov, Lifnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yaakov is saying to Hashem, this is the saying that this, the Kvita Hilm, the Chor is Yaakov speaking. Don't give to Esav, my brother, don't give him the taiva of his heart. What's the taiva? Zemamo atafik. Zemamo, his nose ring, don't take out. Zu germamio shel edom, shel malahin yotzin machivin kolom kulo. This is germamio. There are people of Yaakov Emden and others talk about that the Kavanah is indeed about Germany. This is germamio shel edom, the Germany that's related to be an Edomite descendant. That if they would get out, they would get loose, they would destroy the whole world. Rachmana Litzlan, we've seen that. And same, Gemara Lechor over here is saying, according to those opinions that learners Mamash talking about Germany, that that happened, Lechor, they got out and they destroyed a large part of the world, not just for a Yidden, but for everybody, really. And that's what Yaakov is saying over here. That's how I read the pasuk. That's the Joshua. Atitan Hashem Avi Rashi, don't give him his plans. Zemo Atav Excel, don't let him loose. Say that means there are 300 crown princes in Germania of Edom, but 365 chieftains there are in Rome. Every day they approach each other, one goes out towards the others, and they kill one of them. Seemingly, they kill one of the people from Rome, kill one of the people from Germany or Gemami Shel Edom. But there are nuskos over here that each one kills one of the other ones. Yeah, umitri leukme malka, and therefore they're busy always trying to stand up to appoint a new king. Some learn that over here that's an elaboration of the previous point that's how Hashem keeps them from being able to control the world. They never have a leader. Leader is always being wiped out. This is obviously out of Dibagata. One could go on and on forever. Over here, we're just trying to learn Pasha Pshat, according to Rashi, what he's telling us in these Agadot. The Omar of Yitzchak, in the Omar Lecha Adam, this is a famous Gemara, if a person will say to you, Yogati lo matzasi, I've put an effort, but I didn't find, meaning wasn't successful. Al ta'ame, don't believe such a person. Lo yogati lo matzasi, he says, I didn't put an effort, but I did find, I was successful. Al ta'ame, don't believe that either, you can't get anywhere without effort. The guy says, I put an effort and I was successful, that you believe. But the Gemara elaborates, that's only in learning. When it comes to business, it has a person put a lot of effort and he doesn't necessarily get anywhere. And you can have, I'm cautious, you could have the opposite too. A person gets somewhere in business with as a matana from Hashem, that didn't put in the effort yet in that particular thing and he has it okay. The Divrei Torah, they only said this, even in Divrei Torah, it's not always true. It's only true, lichudude means to understand, to sharpen one's understanding. Avul ukme girsa, to remember what you're learning, to hold on to it, siyata min shemaya hi. That's siyata de shemaya. That doesn't always go. A person could put in a lot of effort, Rashi tells us, not necessarily walk away with it. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, says to Rabbi Yitzchak, again another statement of Rabbi Yitzchak, Imra Isa Rasha Shasham is Sachakesol. If you see a Rasha that things are going well for him, Al Tiskarebo. Don't be upset with him, don't start up with him. Shenemar Al Tiskarem. Pasuk tells us, Pasuk in Tehillim also, that says, don't start up with evildoers. Not only he can't start up with them and it's going good for him, he might continue to succeed. His ways will be successful all times. He will win court cases. The mishpat is raised up from in front of him. He will see his enemies. It means to say that he will win over his enemies. All of his enemies, he'll just blow at them. With just a breath, he can knock them down. That could happen to a Rasha. Rasha could have Shalom Itzachekes, so he could have things are going well for him, and there's nothing to do about it. You're not supposed to do anything about it. Obviously, if he's harming you, it's one thing. But again, it's not really talking about that. We're talking about the person sees a Rasha. It's going well for him. You don't get involved. Does Gemara Aini, is that true? V'ha'am Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rishim Ben Yochai. He says, Mutter Lisgaris Rishayim. It's mutter to start up with Rishayim, Ba'olam Hazeh, in this world. Shnemar Ozvei Tor Yehalu Yesha V'shamrei Tor Yisgar Ruvam. Those who abandon Torah will praise evil, and those who keep the Torah will start up with them, compete with them. V'tani and Abraisa elaborates more. Rav Dostai Bar Matun Omar. Mutter Lisgaris Rishayim Ola Hamazeh. It's again mutter to start up with Rishayim in this world. Yeah, and the Bach over here has a bit of an amendment. I just add some words. Shenemar Ozvei Torah Halu Rasha brings the same pasuk as before. I'm just reading from the Bach. Bimlashtach Adam Lomar. If a person whispers to you and says, "Vaksiv Atiskari," quotes the previous pasuk, "Atiskari Remeim Atikani," but also Avlo the pasuk in the other elaboration, the other original statement of Yitzchak that you shouldn't start up with them. Mishalibu Nokvo Amrikain. Only one whose heart is bothered, yeah, emolo of the Bachas. You should say to that person who's trying to tell you don't do it, that he's just bothered, his heart bothers him. Rashi says because he has averus. And that's why he's saying he's scared of starting up because of the averus. He won't necessarily win. So he's telling you don't do it. You can tell him don't worry about it. I can start up with him. Ella altischabim leos kimrem. Ella, what does it mean, this pasuk, to not, the other pasuk in Tehillim is a pasuk. What does it mean, don't start up with evildoers? Don't be like them. Leos kimrem. Don't be like the evildoers. Altakani belos avlo. Don't be the jealous of those who do wrong. Lios ka'oseyav. Again, it means to be like those who do wrong. So Omer, in another pasuk, tells us, Ayikana libcho b'chatayim. Yeah, don't be jealous. Your heart should not be jealous of chatayim. Rashi fills us in. What's this pasuk doing? This pasuk that starts out the same way with a vague sort of term, your heart should not be jealous of the evildoers. It ends, ki'im b'yiras Hashem kol ayom. Yeah, what should you do, yiras Hashem? So clearly this pasuk means doing. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. He explained the pasuk, don't start up with them, you're competing against them. The Yiras Hashem part doesn't make sense. The Yiras Hashem means have Yiras Hashem. So the first part of the pasuk is saying, don't be like the evildoers. Be like Yiras Hashem, don't be like the evildoers. That's a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak that we had. They say, lo kasha, hal mili didei, hal mili lishmaya. Clearly that means that in mili dishmaya, you're supposed to object. In mili dishmaya, don't be like him. That's the second mimer over here. The all the quotes that were akasha. The first thing, Rav Yitzchak is quoting the his way means mila d'day. Don't get involved in shamas achekeslo. I mean, things are going good for him. His dinim, his money, whatever it is, you don't get involved in that. Mila d'shmai, you do have to object to him, and you obviously don't copy it. Biblay esema havahav mila d'day. Or you could say a different answer. Everything's talking about his business, his personal stuff, the Russia's personal stuff. Lo kasha habit tzadik gomor, habit tzadik sheino gomor. Not a kasha. When it's a tzadik gomor, when you are a tzadik gomor, you're completely righteous, you can start up with such a person. You won't get hurt from it. But if you're not totally a tzadik gomor, you have some faults, which I all do, it's going to be pretty rare that anyone can do this then, so then you can't start up with him. The Amar Avuna, my diksi, what does it mean? Loma sabit bogdim tachish vebela rasha tzadik menu. What does it mean that Chor calling out to Hashem over here, that we're complaining that Hashem looks down. Why do you see that there are rebels, there are traitors? Tachrish, you are quiet. The Bala Rasha Tzadik Mimenu, when a Rasha swallows up one who's more righteous than him. So the diuk that we're bringing from here is Tzadik Mimenu Bolea. The Rasha is only able to swallow one who's more righteous than him, comparatively. Tzadik Gomor Eino Bolea. Tzadik Gomor, he does not swallow. So that's the defense for our thing over here. That would be how to solve the kasha. Tzadik Gomer could start up with the Rasha. Tzadik Sheinu Gomer could not. The third answer, maybe the whole first statement was when things are going good with him. As I said, he's on a roll. Things are going well for him in a gashmistic way. You don't start up with him then. Maybe the other statement was saying when it's not like that. The other statement was saying if things are not particularly going well with him, he's doing evil things, you could give him rebuke and etc. Continues the Gemara, Amar Ulo, Italia Shel Yavon. This is amazing. Italia Shel Yavon, that means Italy. Zekrach Gadol Shel Rome. It's a large province, a large area of Rome, in the Roman Empire, that was part of it. Bahavia, I mean, nowadays the city of Rome is in Italy, right? But there's Roman Empire, and Italia, Italy was part of it. Bahavia, plus mea parsa, plus mea parsa. 300 parses by 300 parses. Vieshba, shesa, shvukim. It has 365, this normally would translate as marketplaces. For some reason, Rashi over here learns chutzos, that means like outlying lands. But that means also it's massive, because it has 365 places that are separate, defined places that are outlying the city. Committing to Mosachama, like the count of the solar year. The Kaddish of the Kulam Shamochir Ophos. See, this sounds like a shuk, so that's a little difficult, Rashi's pshat. It says the smallest one of these places is for chicken sellers. Ba'avi Shisha Asamil, Shisha Asamil. 16 mil by 16 mil, which is a very large area you saw before, that's four parses in itself is the shuk. Well, we saw that before in last Amid, when it came to the measurement, like we mentioned at the beginning of the shir, of the Zavaskal Dvash aspect in different parts of Eretz Yisrael. Umelech Soy Becholyon Be'echomayam, the king goes, eats in one of them every day. The Hadar Bo Afal Pishen or Nolad Bo Notol Prasimis Amelech. Pardon me. One who lives there, even though he wasn't born there, takes a pras, gets food from the house of the king. Nolad Bo Afal Pishen or Dar Bo. One who was born there, even though it doesn't currently live there, also Notol Prasimis Amelech, also gives a handout from the king. Rishtoshes Alafim Bei Bani Yeshbo. There are 3,000 bathhouses there. The Chamesh Miot Chalonos Ma'alin Eshin Chutz Lechomo. 500 windows that are taller than the wall bring the smoke up from these bathhouses. They're burning wood or coal, whatever, to keep the water hot. They bring that smoke up outside of the wall so the wall doesn't get dirty. And Rashi tells us that's a big chush of a thing to not have the city wall dirty. Sado Echad or Tzido Echad Yam. One side is the sea. But Tzido Echad Harim Megvos. One side is hills and mountains. Tzido Echad Mechitza Shel Barzel. One side is an iron curtain. Amazing. The Gemara says that. Iron curtain. But Tzido Echad Chusi Sumutsuva. One side is like pebbly ground or swamp. So it's fortified really from every side. This elaboration about Italy, obviously there's many deep things going on over each of the numbers and the king and things like that. Again, I'll just read to you that Rashi tells over here some history about Italy, and the Chorus is Rashi saying his own pshat. He does bring a pasuk from Yechezkel to support it. He says that Italy was this great land that happened because of the Aver of Menashe was a wicked king. That when he brought a tzel and he brought Nevodah Zarah into the Heichal, Gavriel came down. He planted a reed into the sea, and that is where he grew this amazing place called Italy. That was at that point the Chora, a place that was going to be bad for the Yidden. It was Rome, right? Roman Empire was decreed at that time, and that's what came into the place. So this Chora, everything over here is elaborating on the otherworldly aspect of Italy and how it existed. Today, of course, not the same thing, but it's always not the same thing unless Hashem gives them the Siyata Deshmaya for a reason to overpower us. So if they don't have that now, they don't have it. Although we do obviously have an effect from the Roman exile. Galus Adam is something we're in now, so it has an effect on us obviously still. Says the Mishnah. Back to some halachas of Megillah. Karas and Megillah, but other Rishon, Ves Abra Shana. They read the Megillah and other Rishon. It's Abra Shana, and then the year became an Ebor year. You had a second other like we're going to have this year. Karn Osab Adar Sheni. So you have to read it now. It says, the Tanakama, I got to read an other Sheni. That reading in the first Adar didn't do. That continues the Mishnah. Ein Bein Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, Alekriyas, and Megillah Matas Lev Yonim. There is no difference between other Rishon and Sheni. I mean, the halachas are equal. One can be Yotze in both months. All the halachas of Purim, except reading the Megillah and Matas Lev Yonim. They go together, like we saw, that people look to Megillah for when the Anim are going to get their money. We're going to get food, and so they go together. So that's the Mishnah Chorah saying. That's the only things that are different, that are taka different between other regions. Shani, you'd have to repeat that. So the Gemara makes a diuk right away. Yeah. Ha, li inyan, seder parshias, evadeshom. The diuk is the seder parshias, the four parshias that we read leading up to Pesach. Yeah. Shkolim, Zachar, Paran, Achodesh. Are the same in other Rishon or Sheni. If they already did them, let's say, or some of them, it would be really in the first other. You could get by almost all of them in the first other, and in some cases even the Chodesh, in theory. And then they decided to make an Ebor year. It happened on Rosh Chodesh. Let's say they decided we have to make an Ebor year. Although usually I don't think they would decide it so late. So then you'd have to, you wouldn't have to repeat that. Shavin, you already read the four parashiyos, or three out of four, let's say, is the most common. It would be already before the second Adar. You don't have to repeat them. So that's the diuk. Now the Gemara is going to try to figure out who our Tana is of this Mishnah. Money Masnisa, who's the Mishnah? Lo Tana Kama, Lo Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yosi, Lo Rishon Gamliel. Neither of these Tanaim as follows. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Kores on Megillah Ba'adar Yishon. They already read the Megillah on the first Adar of Nisab Rosh Hashanah, and then the year became an Eber year. Koron Osob Adar Sheni. Tana Kama says, got to repeat. Shekol Mitzvah Shen August B'Sheni in August B'Rishon Chutz Mikra Megillah. All Mitzvahs that are knowing in the second one you could do in the first, except for Mikra Megillah. Only mentions Mikra Megillah. Yeah, let's keep that in mind. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yosi, Omer, in Karno, Sabadar, Shani, Shekol, Mitzvah, Shanagas, Shani, and Agas, Rishon. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yosi says, you don't have to read it again. Anything that I had to do in the Shani, you already did in the Rishon, is good enough. So obviously not like a Mishnah. Rebbe Shem, Gamliel, Omer, Rishon, Rebbe Yosi, Av Karno, Sabadar, Shani, you have to read another Shani, Shekol, Mitzvah, Shanagas, Shani, and Agas, Rishon. All mitzvahs that were done by Shani are not noeg Rishon. Okay, we'll see what the difference between him and the Tana Kama. B'shavim b'hespin b'tainis chasurim b'vizeh. All these Tanaim agree that hespin and tainis you don't do during Yudal and Tazvav either chodesh. B'shim gamliel hanet Tana Kama. The Gemara first asks the question before figuring out how our Tana is not like any of these Tanaim in the Brisa. First, in this Brisa, isn't Rav Shimon Gamliel the exact same as Tana Kama? No, Amar Rav Papa, Seder Parshios ikim b'nei. The Seder Parshios, if we're medai carefully, we see is a difference. The Tana Kama savor lechatchila b'sheni. Tana Kama says lechatchila yishuv sheni the abu rishon of. But if you did it, any of the things in the first Adar, it works. Barim mikra megillah, except for mikra megillah. The alpha gav the korban rishon. Even though you read it in the first Adar korban sheni, you have to repeat. But seder parshiyos is okay. Yeah, but just megillah after you repeat it. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi savor afilu mikra megillah. We weren't at this point trying to figure out Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi. We're trying to solve. How is Tana Kama not Rav Shem Gamliel? But the Gemara is just going through an order, Keseder in the Brisa, and spelling out the different sheetahs. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi holds, Afila Mikra Megillah, Lechat Chila Barishon. Very clear, that's what he said. Even Mikra Megillah, everything you could do in the first Adar. Rav Shem Gamliel, Savar, Afila Seder Parshios, Ikar Barishon, Karo, B'Sheini. Right? He says, Rabbi Shem Gamliel said, even the Seder Parshios, all mitzvahs have to be repeated. What's he including? He's including. Yeah, if you did the Seder Parshas, the other Rishon, you have to do it again, other Sheni. So, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? E Tana Kama, if the Tana Kama, this Braisa, Kashi Matanos. You didn't mention Matanos Levionim, the way that our Tana and our Mishnah did. E Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, if it's Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Kashi Nami Mikra Megillah. He says Mikra Megillah already, you don't have to repeat if you did another Rishon. So, it's definitely not our Tana. E Rabbi Mishim Gamliel, if it's Mishim Megillah, Kashi Seder Parshas. The Seder Parshas by him has to be repeated. And that's a diuk dafk we made the other way from our Mishnah that you don't have to repeat Seder Parsha. So who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Gemara has a couple answers. Lo, really I could say Tana Kama. Tana Kama is Brisa is the Tana of our Mishnah. The Tana Mikra Megillah Vuhua de Matanas Levionim. Just in the Brisa, the Tana Kama didn't mention Matanas. He said Mikra Megillah, but it's the same din from Matanas Levionim. The Ha Baha Talia, because they're dependent on each other as we spoke out. Vibai Sema, if you want, I could say Lo'olam Rav Mishim Gamliel. It really is Rav Mishim Gamliel. Our Mishnah is lacking. The Mishnah should be read as follows. L'hachi Ketani, here is what the Mishnah says. There are geuses here that take out Chasuri Mechzera, but L'chor it is. That's what the Gemara is going to say, so I'm not really sure how to understand those geuses. Chasuri Mechzera is follows. Ein bein arba osir sheba adar rishon. There's no difference between the 14th of other. That's all we're talking about. The 14th of other rishon, there's no difference between that. L'yud dalash sheba adar sheni, the 14th and the second other, Ella Mikra Megillah Matanos. Mikra Megillah Matanos have to, they're the ones our Mishnah is saying. That is what has to be repeated. Only the Gabi, the Dinim of the 14th of Purim itself. All the Inan Hespin, the Tani Zev, the Shavin, the Diok would still be that Hespin and Tainis are all equal. The Ila Seder Parsha of Samari and the Diok, the Seder Parsha is not true. Seder Parsha is not being discussed. Really could be Seder Parsha. It also has to be repeated, like Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's what we're suggesting. Two answers. Amir Rabbi Chiyalar Avin of Rabbi Yochanan Hilcha Salk Rav Shimon Gamliel. Halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that everything, Sheva, everything has to be repeated in the other Sheni. Sha'amar Mishim Rabbi Yosef, that he said the name of Rabbi Yosef. Amir Rabbi Yochanan, Ushnei Mikra Echa Darshu. Both Shitas, there's three Shitas over here, but we'll see what he means. Both Shitas are coming from the same Drasha. The Kol Shana Vashana, we remember this Pasuk. The Mikra, the Megillah, it says that the Dinim happen every year the same way. Rabbi Eliez, Rabbi Yossi, Savar, the Kol Shana Vashana every year. Ma Kol Shana Vashana, Adar HaSamer Chishvat. When is the Megillah read? In the other that comes right after the month of Shvat. The other that's closest to Shvat. Afkan, Adar HaSamer Chishvat. So too, he holds the Dinim of Megillah, of Purim, could all be done in the other closest to Shvat. The first other. Rav Shim Gamliel Saver B'Kol Shana V'Shana. He says every year. What's that mean? Ma'akol Shana V'Shana Adar Hasamach Nisan. Every year, it's the Adar that is close to Nisan. Now, an Adar is close to both Shvat and Nisan. So it seems to be able to just look at different aspects. But again, where it makes a difference is in the case of an Adar Sheni year. Afkan Adar Hasamach Nisan. So too here in the Adar Sheni year, you're doing the Adar that's close to Nisan. To say. Says Vishlama Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yosi Mistaber time. I understand him better. The Gemara says Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yosi. I understand his reasoning. The Ein Ma'avir and all the mitzvahs. You don't pass up mitzvahs. Come to the first other. Do the mitzvahs then. Ella Rabbi Meshim Gamliel my time. But why does Rabbi Meshim Gamliel say no? You go by the second other. Amar Rabbi Tavi time of the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The reason Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is Mismach Geula the Geula Adif. Is the Indian to put the two Geulas together? The Geula of Adar and be an Adar Sheni in this case next to the Geula of Nisan. That's always preferred. That's what he says. Thank you for listening. Mirth Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow.